As the days go by, the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines jet seems to keep generating lots of new data, but few conclusive facts. For example, officials now think that the flight's first turn away from its normal route was programmed into the cockpit computer. By whom is still a mystery. But this new evidence does give investigators a new reason to focus on the plane's pilot and co-pilot. The two men did not stand out as potential security threats. The captain, Zahiri Shah, has lots of instructional videos on YouTube.
Hi, everyone. This is a YouTube video that I made as a community service.
In this one, he offers advice on how to adjust your air conditioner to save electricity. The BBC's Tom Bateman has been looking into the pilot's backgrounds. He says Captain Shah's YouTube creations are anything but ideological.
There are these home do-it-yourself, fix-it-yourself videos. For example, there's one where he teaches you how to fix a window seal. There's also links to comedy shows. There are also political videos as well, because he was a supporter of the opposition in that country. But as I say, the majority of it is this really sort of anodyne, fairly innocuous stuff. Now, one of the videos that you come across when you first go to his YouTube page is one where he's sitting in front of his Boeing flight simulator. The huge screens are right there behind him. The subject matter of that video, though, is a bit more banal. He's actually talking about how to fix home air conditioning units.
As you say, he had that Boeing flight simulator at home. It seems very unusual, one of those things that makes him seem suspect. Is that flight simulator, or is having a flight simulator at home, unusual?
You know, speaking to people that knew him, they describe him as an aviation geek. So I guess in that sense, it wasn't. And certainly we know that, you know, it's not unique. There are other pilots that do that. Not all of them, of course, because this kit is fairly expensive. But certainly, you know, I spoke to one of his friends who's known him for quite a while, who said he simply loved flying.
Well, he is a member of the People's Justice Party, right? And there was a judgment, a ruling against the leader of that party.
Well, that's right. I mean, Malaysia, you know, has a fairly sort of complicated political nature. It is, in effect, a one-party state, and that ruling party has been in power for about 50 years. It is, however, a democracy. Now, you might argue about just how free and fair the elections are, but among urban middle-class Malaysians, the opposition has been growing in support recently. Now, the man you mentioned is called Anwar Ibrahim, and he's seen really in the West as actually being quite Western-leaning, a moderate Muslim. But the critics of the government would say the government has been trying to sort of dismantle his leadership to attack him as the head of the opposition. And there's been this long-running court case. He was accused of sodomy, which is illegal in Malaysia. And on the day of the flight, just hours before flight MH370 was due to take off, he was actually convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison. And opponents, you know, of the government say that that was really a politically motivated trial.
Of course, there's a lot of interest in the pilot, but the co-pilot, people are looking into him as well, Farik Abdulhamid. He came up at a news conference by the airline yesterday, and apparently he was the last person to communicate with air traffic control.
Well, certainly that's what the airline is thinking now. Now, he was sort of thrust to the center of this story last week because Farik Abdulhamid, it emerged, had been involved in quite a serious security breach that it was claimed had happened 2 or 3 years ago on another Malaysia Airlines flight, where an Australian passenger said that she had been invited into the cockpit of that plane. It was a short-haul flight from Thailand, and that during takeoff, she was in there with a friend that the captain in that case and Hamid were smoking in the cabin. Now, obviously, that would be a serious security breach, and the airline says it is investigating that.
Here's passenger Jonty Roos talking to Australia's Nine Network.
We were standing in line at the boarding gate just with everybody else, and the pilot and co-pilot walked past us and came back and asked us if we would like to sit with them in the cockpit during the flight. So obviously we said yes.
As you would.
Well, that's right. And she then goes on to say that, you know, they spent the majority of the flight in there, that one of the pilots, and she didn't say which, was being rather sort of over-charming and perhaps flirtatious with them. It painted a story of something that was clearly, you know, in breach of the way that a pilot should be running a cockpit. Now, we don't know what the airline has found in terms of its investigation into that particular incident. It may, you know, have had absolutely nothing to do with what happened last week on flight MH370. It may be a factor. Like so many things in this story, we simply don't know yet.
The BBC's Tom Bateman, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.